This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Obama administration is forcing states to cut greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. These rules, which came out in June, leave some states with tougher assignments than others. For instance, Kentucky's targets for cutting emissions seem comparatively lenient, but Kentucky relies almost exclusively on coal to make electricity, and as Dan Weissman reports, that presents a special challenge.
Let's start with the counterexample. One of Kentucky's bigger cities, home to more than 20,000 people, a shiny green spot on the state's coal-black energy map, Fort Knox. Robert R.J. Durdick is energy manager at the Army base, which has cut its energy use by 51%. He shows me a solar array, a geothermal pond, which prompts an unusual boast.
We have the best dirt. Simply put, it exchanges energy very well.
And a base-wide smart thermostat system. Technicians monitor temperature and energy performance in every room on base and tweak them in real time. But Fort Knox has advantages the rest of Kentucky can't match.
If you don't have the dirt and the facilities, you can't do it.
Kentucky has the dirt, but not a completely planned, centralized, and self-contained economy and infrastructure. Coal has been a hot issue in Kentucky's Senate race, which could make or break longtime Republican leader Mitch McConnell. Here's a snippet from one of his ads.
We're going to fight back in this war on coal.
Believe it.
Damn right. We're not going to sit there and take it.
His Democratic opponent has also taken a pro-coal stance, including a radio ad that hammers President Obama's clean power plan.
I'm Allison Lundergan-Grimes, and I'm running for Senate to protect our coal jobs.
But the loss of coal jobs isn't necessarily the big economic threat. Kentucky only has about 12,000 coal mining jobs left. Manufacturing provides more than 220,000. Here's John Lyons, the state's Assistant Secretary for Climate Policy.
Most often what you hear about jobs in Kentucky are the loss of the mining jobs. But these manufacturing jobs, the reason we have the manufacturing we do is because of our low electricity rates.
Kentucky's got some big auto plants, stainless steel, aluminum, all of which take a lot of electricity. Thanks to cheap coal power, Kentucky's electric rates are among the lowest in the country.
And that's why those facilities come here, is because of low electricity. They bring these good-paying jobs with them.
Complying with the Clean Power Plan will likely force those rates to go up. And Lyons thinks some of the jobs may then go away. In Kentucky, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.